Hey, everybody, welcome to Soap Dish Salem Style. I am your host, Tony Ann, and with me this week I've got Michael. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
Hi. I'm ready. Let's get to it. I'm excited. I was supposed to be here last week, but I was on my deathbed.
Was waiting for you to announce your alternate name. That's why I paused. I was like, wait, what's his
I
name gonna be this week?
don't have one this week. I was on my deathbed. When I'm on my deathbed, I'm not cute and witty.
We shall give you a pass. Well, before we dive into our headlines, we do have one quick bit of news. With both the writer strike and the actor strike resolved, the daytime Emmys have been rescheduled for Friday, December 15th at 8 p.m. on CBS. Are you excited? Do you care?
I'm gonna be real honest. I forgot who's nominated because it's been so fucking long.
I know. I have to go back through the nominations, but I do believe that both your girl on GH and your girl on Days, Ari Zucker and Cynthia Watrous, are nominated.
Okay, so I'll be watching.
Yeah.
I'll be watching for sure. We're just gonna have to have a whole recap on nominees and do like a
Yeah.
March Madness bracket to help reacquaint us with who was the actual nominees and whatnot, because
What I plan on doing, and listeners can keep an eye on my Twitter feed for this because I'm a nerd for the daytime Emmys, in case anybody isn't aware. I am going to go back through, like, I'm going to listen to all of the Michael Fairman interviews that happened around nomination time. I'm going to find out what episodes were submitted for the reels. I'm going to watch them. I'm going to react to them, and I may or may not post clips on my Twitter account. So everybody just keep an eye out. That should be coming in the next probably week or so.
I shall be keeping an eye out because I'm clueless.
Well, you know I was going to send it to you anyway.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. And with that, we can move on into our headlines. First, I figured we'd get Chad out of the way quickly for you, make it quick and painless. Chad finds out about Everett and he does not handle it well, particularly when Stephanie agrees to work with him.
Well, first things first, Chad Demare is a bitch.
Well, that's an evergreen thought for you.
I just have to start with that. Chad Demare is a bitch. Everett. They unalive everybody else. Why didn't they just unalive Nick Fallon? I mean, undead everyone else. Why don't they just undead Nick Fallon?
Because they have made it very clear that he's dead because he's been in hell. We've been to hell multiple times and he's been our tour
Marlena's
guide.
ghost.
That wasn't a ghost, that was a dream. She was literally flatlining and hadn't officially died yet in 2019 when that happened. And then the Marlena's ghost that Rojan saw back in 87 when she died was when he was reading her goodbye letter. They established that he is dead, dead, very dead.
They established that everybody be dead, dead, very dead, because didn't Jack donate his organs?
Did. That is true. But I also think that we also yell and scream about them redeeming bad guys and, like,
Yeah, and bringing people back to the dead. It's a lose-lose when you recycle people like this.
So you kind of have to pick your battles. It's a thing where do you want them to keep bringing people back from the dead so that death means nothing and keep redeeming bad guys who do things that should not be excused in the year of our Lord 2023? Or do you just want to accept good actors with new characters? It's six, one half dozen of the other, I know, but it's like, you can't win for losing here because you're either going to redeem Nick, which may or may not go over well depending on how they do it. You're going
You
to
know,
re
it wouldn't.
so it's
But
like,
also, I know it's been a week. I know that, well, 2 weeks. I know that, I really do. But Everett isn't giving. There's no
see,
spark.
it's not that there's no spark for me. It's more that the timeline of this confuses me because we know he's Stephanie's ex, but we also know he's Jada's ex-husband. So And all we know is that he got into a car accident, was in a coma for a year, and that's why he disappeared out of Stephanie's life.
I feel like they should not have added Chad into this equation until they fully established Everett a little bit more.
And I feel like Stephanie has a type. While we're here, can we just talk about how Stephanie has a type of, like, she's attracted to the boundary stepper?
Yeah.
Because
Yes.
Alex, Chad,
But it also
Everett.
makes sense because Steve.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And like, I don't.
You could
I. I couldn't even argue that point with you. And I don't hate Stephanie and Everett. Like, I do see the chemistry and I don't mind them. It's just the timing of this after everything we've been through. Like, in a sense, I understand why Chad is feeling some type of way, but they're not playing into it in a way where Chad doesn't look insane. Like, if Chad's argument had been,
It
well,
like it didn't help that like a week before, Chad in so many words told her, "We ain't getting married, sister."
that, but also if Chad had been like, listen, I've been wherever it is, I've been the guy hanging around while you're in an established relationship, and you wound up picking me. So, of course, I'm going to be afraid that I'm going to lose you how I got you. If they had played into that, because Chad was very much knocking on the window, begging to come in while she was with Alex.
Ooh, we knocking on the window is the podcast time. Because that's very much what he was doing, which I didn't understand why he was tripping on Alex about coming over unannounced. Because Chad did it under the guise of grieving his dead wife for
But that's
sympathy.
exactly why he was upset about it. But they never said it, because it would make sense if her being the third party is how he got Stephanie. I can understand him being nervous as fuck every time a third party enters the chat. Because
They're
if
not
I
gonna have Chad say that because they're gonna have that. Let's be real. If they have Chad say that, they will have to admit that Chad's not really a great person. Like I've been saying for over a decade, he's not a good person.
But because it's so obvious and it's right there, and Stephanie's not helping the situation because she's not being
She
honest.
oblivious as shit.
She's oblivious as shit, but she's also like, how are you not going to tell Chad that a guy came to the house and kissed you, mind you? Forget the fact that he showed up out of the blue. What about the fact that he kissed you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Alex showed up to borrow their shower for 10 minutes and he flipped the house over, so I wouldn't tell him shit either. Let's be real.
But it's she doesn't mean to, and it's, how Chad reacts is completely his business and his choice. But like, when she does things like that, it doesn't necessarily help the situation either.
You're absolutely right, but I also look at how Chad has behaved in the past few months.
And that's the other thing that's bothering me with this too. It's like Chad and Stephanie are just going from complication to complication to complication, without getting a chance to actually be. Like, the Alex angst never should have been a thing. They always should
Well,
have.
let's be clear. It seems like they're throwing Chad with Stephanie just to keep Chad busy. Because let's the entire time that Chad and Stephanie have been officially together, we've always been waiting on the other shoe to drop for another man to take her.
Be it Alex, now Everett.
Exactly. So it's
Now,
just like, are they actually serious about this coupling? They say that they are, but it doesn't show me that they are.
it doesn't show because we don't actually get to see them being a couple, or get to, get to, we hear about it, but we don't actually get to see it. And these are kind of, especially given the situation that they're in, you need to be able to see it if you want to root for it. And I don't mean you, I just mean the general you, because I know you'll die before you root for anything having to do with Chad.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. But Also, to add to my Chad is not a good person theory, if he buys this spectator.
He's 100% doing that because there's a spoiler next week that he gives Gwen an offer. Now, whether
Okay.
Gwen accepts the offer, I don't know, but he does float the offer.
Okay, so he's a massive dick. He's a massive dick because let's be clear, if your money was that good, you could have bought the Spectator and handed that shit back to Jack and Jennifer months ago. But because you are a jealous bastard and you want to one up your competition, now you want to buy the Spectator.
Yeah, it doesn't.
He's a dick. No, you can't justify that. He's a dick.
I'm sorry, did you say dick or did you say bick as in bitch dick combo?
He's a dick.
Okay, because that's not what I heard.
Yeah, fuck
But there's
Chad,
a
for real. Honestly, truly. This year is doing nothing but proving that I have been yelling that Chad D'Amero is not a good person, and I've been on the right side of history for 10 years.
But switching over to the Everett thing, I want to get your take on my little theory. I'll be very interested to see if Jada knows Everett as Everett or if Jada knows Everett by a different name.
Have they even mentioned the fact that the ex-husband and Everett are one and the same?
Not
Or
yet.
was
The
this?
only re the only reason we know about it is because they mentioned it in the Day of Days promo, but they haven't
Okay.
officially.
I was about to say, because I seen that on the preview, but I haven't seen it on the Epi.
Yeah, it hasn't hit story-wise yet, but when it does, I'm going to be very curious to see if Jada's ex-husband's name is in fact Everett Lynch, because I have a very strange feeling that Ron is going to Ron, and we are about to get DID from the male perspective with Blake Ferris having multiple personalities.
Let's not, because we literally just got him here.
I'm just, and we know
But
he's
for
still
me,
there.
yeah, I know, but my thing with that is if they push that story maybe 6 months down the road with him, I would be okay, cool, whatever. We literally just got this man. We don't know him from a can of damn paint. And he's not a core family member, which is a plus. But the point I'm trying to make is we don't know him, we have no ties to him. You haven't given us anything to make us want to tie to. Why are you giving him this huge, meaty story? And we don't know this man. Much like Rachel, what's that girl name? Brady Christina and
Yeah, Rachel,
Kristen.
you
We
were
don't
right.
know that lady. We don't know her. We don't know him. So it's just don't shit the bed trying to push Blake Barris to the front burner. And is a brand new character. I
Listen.
understand the concept of, oh, well, we're supposed to know Blake Bear, so we're automatically supposed to connect. No, we don't. We do not. Ask all the people who jump ship to GH and then we hate their character.
Yeah, listen, I will very happily be wrong about this. This is not something I necessarily want to be right about, but there are things that Blake Barris has said. There are things that are leading me in the direction that we know he's going to be working with Marlena in some way, shape, or form. So we know there's going to be some kind of mental illness involved in this somehow. And so my thing is like, okay. With him being involved with both Jada and Stephanie, my mind automatically goes to DID because I know that's one of Ron's favorite little things. So I would love to be wrong though, but time will tell. Are you ready to move on to the next story?
Yes.
Right, we've got Wendy and Tripp find Gabby over Lee. They rush him to the hospital, but he dies. Gabby is arrested and sent to Statesville to await trial, thanks to new District Attorney EJ. Oh boy. Okay. This was a mess.
Big ass mess.
Do we want to start with the racial elephant in the room, or do we want to just talk about the lack of care that this entire story took? Like, where do we want to jump in?
Well, let's be clear. The lack of care started I would have to say when we realized that Stefan was Iron Man and Ross Seller, whatever have you. It's like when they started their story, the care for Gabby and the care for Lee jumped out the window. Because if you notice, if you pay close attention, the only person in this story it seems like they're writing for is Stefan. And it's around Stefan because you would think that if they're framing Gabby for murder, they would, kind of push up the fact that, let's be clear, Gabby and EJ haven't had anything for each other for years, even going back to when it was the last EJ. But you're making this all about EJ and Stefan's beef.
Yeah, and let's be clear that they're very much doing that because they're punishing Camilla Bannis for leaving. This is very much Steph Brandon is the one staying, so Brandon is the one we're going to focus on. You choose to leave, fuck you. Here's the worst exit we can give you.
That
Am I
bothers
wrong?
me. That bothers me mainly because she left because y'all wasn't giving her good shit. I can tell you when it all started to go downhill for her. I can honestly say I feel as if Camilla Bannis preferred being over there with Lee. Because once they actually ended Gabby and Lee, it seems like she just phoned it in. She comes to work and she goes home. And can you blame her? Because look at the material she's been given the past few months.
And then okay, and you also have to factor into everything that was happening behind the scenes. Because it's like, it's one thing if work is a shit show, but the product is worth a damn. If work behind the scenes is a shit show, but the thing I'm working on also ain't worth shit, why am I staying around?
Exactly.
So it's like she's not getting treated well behind the scenes, and the work she's doing is not fulfilling her as an actress. You put those th two things together, it's no wonder she
Add that
left.
on top of she's ready to start a family. I can go home and be with my family and have automatic babysitters over this shit. So I get it. I mean, I get why she left. She had every reason to. But back to the actual story, it
Lee being
says,
sacrificed as a
yeah, it
plot
says
point
a
to
lot.
service the exit.
It says a lot about a show to kill their one male Asian character and having their one Latina character do it and be framed for
And go to jail potentially for something she didn't do. Or even if she did do it,
it.
she's.
Especially considering Gwen literally was in the police station and admitted to, if not murder too, I'm being generous, manslaughter, and nothing happened.
And every white criminal known to man is being released on good behavior or escaping or getting immunity deals. But the people of color, no, they get to either die or go to prison.
Oh, they go to jail every time. Lonnie, Gabby. The one white person I remember actually going to jail for a crime and it actually stuck was Joey. And the only reason he got out is because Ava came back and started cooking lasagna.
So it's like it's very offensive because Ron even said in Soap Opera Digest that Lee's exit was storyline dictated. You clearly could have given
You
Lee
could have
more to
did
do
anything else.
and more point of
You
view
could have
because
had him be run off the road and be paralyzed and then frame Gabby
he
for.
could have gone back to Hong Kong with his tail between his legs after Gabby and Stefan did what he did. You know, Daddy could have ordered him to come home, and that could have been his exit. His exit did not have to be a body bag. To
Or he could
sacrifice.
have dipped and disappeared. And then came back the CEO of Shein. Is it Shein or Shein?
I think
Shein
it's Shin.
Industries. I think
Yeah,
I'm
I think.
confusing Shein with the app, but Shein Industries and all of this. But this was not good. I didn't like this.
Or at the very least, what they could have done is have him pull a Tendre during Aramid and have him faking his own death to frame Gabby, and we know he's alive and going to come back someday. That would have been better than this. It
It,
just,
it's not good.
it's rage inducing, to be honest, because it's just like Lee deserved better. Gabby 100% deserved better. Gabby and Stefan as a couple deserve better because let's be clear, they weren't doing shit with them either till they had to do shit to get ready for her to leave.
What was this? Were they doing shit then, either? Because
Well,
let's be
okay.
clear, nobody gave a damn about these stock stores or
True,
the games they were
but
playing to do the stocks. And it wasn't good either.
no, that was offensive too. But what I'm saying is their airtime increased more so in the last month and a half as the lead up to her exit, which still sucked giant donkey balls, by the way, than they did the entire other part of the year. It's giving Chanel and Allie disappearing off screen into happy couple land until you have to break up to service Lindsay Arnold leaving.
It's did not help. It wasn't good all around. Even if you turn off all the other racial undertones, is this shit good? No, it isn't. It is not good. The only good thing that I enjoyed about this story was Wendy.
Yeah, Victoria Grace did like was given amazing material and
She's gonna
like
get her rightfully earned Emmy nom this year.
yeah. Oh, that's right. They did have to rescind it because of the age thing. Forgot. See, I forget. So much shit happened. I forgot about that. So yeah,
I
she's
remember the
definitely.
most obscure things, I swear.
She's definitely coming for her Emmy next year
Honestly,
because.
truly, the now what I will say, I hope that this story is what kicks off Wendy's bitch switch being activated.
Yeah, time to flip her bitch switch, definitely. But who is she going to be able to bitch at because Gabby's not here?
True, but also I wouldn't mind her having smoke for the entire DeMera family after this. Let's be real.
Honestly, truly, she could have smoke for Stefan.
She can have smoke for EJ. Because let's be clear, that whole family has been picking with Lee since the beginning of this year. But let's, not even the beginning. A little bit towards the end of last year, because EJ was fucking with him because he was dating Gabby.
Yeah, it's so I would not, and then add, yeah, I would not be upset if she wanted vengeance against Stefan because what they and she, because she can't get it with Gabby.
Well, I can honestly see her just saying fuck the whole DeMera family at this point.
I am excited to kind of see where they take Wendy, but this entire thing was just not good.
Wasn't good at all. Like at the end of the day, well, my question is, do you think they're gonna recast Gabby?
Yes, I do think they're going to recast Gabby because they left. They didn't even send her to jail as if she were sentenced. She's been being sent to jail awaiting a
Until
trial.
trial.
So
Exactly. That's why I'm like, she's gonna pop back up for the trial.
either she's going to pop back up for a trial or
They find her
because
innocent and release her.
or no, they're going to Stefan is because there's also this thing I think where Stefan's going to wind up working with Ava and Clyde in the whole drug thing. That's the impression I got off the promo, off the Day of Days promo. So
Is
I'm
that on the
wondering
outline for this week?
the Day of Days promo? No.
No. The selling drugs in the restaurant shit. Or did
No,
I
because
miss that?
I completely forgot about it and like not a whole lot happened this week with it. So I just kind of left it over there. We
Okay,
can bring
quick
it.
comment. We'll talk about that during the end of the news,
I
because
was
I
gonna say
have a
you
lot of questions and concerns.
Okay, but I do wonder if Stefan is going to end up working for Clyde in exchange for either Gabby being protected in prison or in exchange for Clyde escape arranging her escape and Gabby goes on the run.
Run that by me again, because I'm a little confused.
Okay, so we know that Clyde is running shit from prison, so they've established that he has a power base. So I'm figuring that Stefan may end up working with Ava.
Pause, 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 pause. I'm gonna be real honest with you and the dishes. My edible just kicked in. So
The rest of
what exactly are you trying to imply?
that in exchange for Clyde, either coordinating Gabby's escape from Statesville or protecting her while she's in Statesville, Stefan is going to have to become Clyde's bitch.
I don't know if I would like that.
I don't know if I like that either, but I think.
Because ain't wait a minute, hold on. Isn't the Damaris getting involved with Clyde and his drugs the whole reason that EJ died, quote unquote, and
Yes.
Abigail died, quote unquote?
Yes.
And Bea almost died.
Yes.
I cannot see. Qu quite frankly, if he does work with Clyde, it's going to lead to a long-standing Damara civil war for years to come.
Well, we're already there
We're
because of what
already
Stephanie.
there, yeah, but also, I'm just going to be frank. Stefan having beef with someone doesn't hold as much weight as EJ having beef with someone, to me
True.
personally.
No, that makes sense.
Not only that, EJ as the DA, I like this. Keep this.
I will say I didn't like it at first because a Demera being the
The
one
law,
fighting,
I
being
understand.
the one is
Yeah, I
absolutely.
understand. But also, I feel like he has more power as DA than the lead of the Damara family.
Now, I will also say too, they did a very lazy job in showing us how he got to being district attorney. Because if it were me, what I would have done, because Paulina was talking to him specifically about being deputy mayor, and literally in an act break, he went from being the deputy mayor to being the district attorney. And there was a big disconnect in between. The scene they should have had in the middle to connect the two is that while Paulina and EJ are having that conversation, he gets the alert about Gabby's arrest. So then he offers to become di district attorney so that he can get revenge on Stefan and Gabby for what they did to him.
It seems that way, but no, I don't think it was like that. I think this is just a healthy opportunity of revenge that just fell in his lap.
Right, exactly. But we didn't see that. But it literally cut from EJ be my d deputy mayor to EJ's the new district attorney, and we have no idea how the fuck that
Wait
happened.
a minute, I thought they discussed that. I vaguely remember that.
No, they did. They were
It went to
discussing that.
commercial, but it came back. That's what I kind of assumed it was in talk. Well, let's be clear. We
They were just.
always yell at Days for showing the extra meetings and stuff. I think they got confused about the meetings and conversations we care about versus what we don't.
Because it literally went from please be my deputy mayor to he's the district attorney. And we literally went left from Paulina saying, will you be the deputy mayor to EJ walking in being the district attorney. And we don't know how we got from deputy mayor to district attorney.
Well, I think I know because remember, Nicole called her back in and was like, let's discuss this.
Yeah, but that was the scene in which she said deputy mayor.
Yeah, but then I remember someone else saying, can't remember who, well, I have another idea. I feel like that should have been shown? Absolutely. But I think
Yeah.
for the element of surprise of him walking in being the DA, I think that's what they were trying to do. Like, we were supposed to know she gave him a position. I don't think we were supposed to know. It wasn't deputy mayor, it was DA until that moment. So I'm gonna give Days a little pass on that.
Yeah, that was just a bit of a weird bump for me, but
Was it out of nowhere? Yes, absolutely.
him being district attorney because he wanted to get revenge against Stefan and Gabby is the most in character thing EJ has done in a long time. Because otherwise, him being the arm of the law just is absolutely 100% laughable. And if I didn't know any better, I would swear the strike material had started.
Seeing if I
Because,
could dozen it.
yeah, we still
I
got a
don't know.
couple
I
more.
think it might start next week because that promo was 10 times better than anything I've seen
No,
all year.
that story was 100% Ron. And I can say that because he's done elements of that story on different shows. So that was 100% Ron. But speaking of that promo, we might as well talk about the story that leads up to it. Melinda finds Eric and Sloan a baby, but it falls through at the last minute. There's so much
Why did she
wrong
open
here.
her mouth if it wasn't a sure thing?
That part number one. No, and
Let's
this
be
is
clear. Sloane had every right to beat the hell out of her for that.
yeah. And this is another thing where if you take a second to look at the optics of this, it's fucking terrible. 'Cause you're throwing 50% of your Asian female representation under the bus to service getting a white man a baby.
Well, are they throwing? Well, yeah, because they pushing the fact that it's her ideas and not
They're
Sloan's.
making it very clear that this was
So they can
all
always
Mo.
say, oh, well, it was Melinda's idea. Yeah, that's
Exactly.
foul.
And Sloan is going to find out what Melinda does with the baby after the fact. She's going to go along with it, but she has no idea that Melinda is handing her Nicole's baby boy until after it's already been done.
Wait a minute, then the promo is misleading. Because on the Day of Days promo, it seemed like they was concocting it together. Well, while also it was also Melinda's idea. But they were concocting taking Nicole's baby together.
I think that conversation happens after she already has the baby. Because I think Dimitri's going to hand her the baby. She's not going to know where the baby comes from. And then she's going to figure it out. And then they're going to have that conversation. So it's the amount of people being thrown under the bus to service this story, because you've got Melinda being thrown under the bus with this. You've got Leo and Dimitri involved in all of this. Like, I don't know why you've got your two gay men involved in all of this. And to throw in the whole Leo and Dimitri on the run thing, they went on the run in Jada's car. So Jada could inadvertently be blamed for the accident. So you're
No. I don't think they're gonna go it that route at all.
they better not, because everything else looks bad enough.
Yeah, I highly doubt they'll do that triple whammy.
The double whammy is insulting enough. And coming off of everything that we just discussed with Gabby and Lee, like they are,
Exactly.
it's just, it is one giant buffet of racism. And I just, it's gross.
I get what they're trying to do. Because let's be clear, there was all white characters. This would be very soapy.
Yeah, same. But
This
it's
goes back to what Dylan always talks about. When you are writing for characters of color, you have to write for them with care. You have to review the optics. And then and it scares me to say these things because they have shown that their way of not stepping in shit is just moving all the people of color to the back.
And it's just it's leaving a very bad taste in my mouth, to the point where I literally have to separate that stuff in order to be able to enjoy the story.
But
Because
even when you
I
do, are you enjoying it?
am, weirdly, yeah, I am. Like the mess of it, if I ignore the racism of it all, just leave that over there sitting in the room, we know it exists. If I ignore that for the sake of the episode that I'm watching, I can actually get invested in the story and the performances, and I know the material that's coming.
Well, see, I'm not getting invested in it, and I should be. I am partially, but maybe like 75%. The pacing of this story is what's
Yeah, because there is zero reason
annoying.
that that the urgency of this, it is very clear that this finding them a baby and then it falling through is only to match the urgency to for them to be able to pull off this the steal. When in actuality, what they should have done is, and I was discussing this on Twitter with a couple of different people. There are two different scenarios. They should have either had Sloane doing Pillow Baby 2.0, in which case Eric didn't know about the miscarriage and her due date was getting closer and closer and she needed a baby ASAP. That's possibility number one. Or she knows that because she knows that Nicole is carrying Eric's child and she sees that Eric is getting more and more concerned about Nicole and Eric and Nicole keep getting thrown together because circumstances are preventing EJ from being there for whatever reason, she starts to get worried that he may figure it out and needs to get a baby to distract him.
Those would have been good options. They really would have. Honestly, truly, if not for the whole Melinda of it all, and kind of throwing people under the bus, I would not mind the way she got this baby here. But when you add onto the fact that, well, let's be clear, if you're going to do a baby switch story. And this is me taking my Eric Cole fandom out of it. I really am. If you're gonna do a baby switch story, the baby switch character should be on at least 3 out of the 4, 5 days a week. They're only showing the Eric Cole and everything every, like 2 days a week, if that sometimes. So it's hard to connect to this baby switch.
Yeah, it's there are things that are preventing this story from being great because all the bones of it are right there and they're just not putting the pieces together to actually let this story be great. And it's frustrating. And
Especially
then,
considering, like you
go ahead.
just said, it has the foundation.
Because honestly, the soap symmetry of Nicole finally getting to experience the pain that she put Sammy through all of those years ago, that is soap gold.
I can't discuss that at this moment. We're currently in litigation.
It's no, it's so listen, take your Nicole Stan cape off for 1 second and see
We are
and see.
currently in litigation, Tony. I can't speak on this right now.
Yes, you can't. You're just choosing not to because you won't take the cape off.
We are on appeal for legal reasons.
But she is, because I said it on the timeline. When this whole thing comes out, I need Nicole to slap Sloane the way that Sammy slapped her.
Now that's fair. I can agree with that.
So, and the symmetry and the history of this, it has all the bones to be an amazingly great story. But the failures in execution are going to bring it way down.
Can I be honest?
Yes.
This does not make me hate Sloane.
I think it will once Nicole is actually grieving her child.
Yeah, maybe.
It
Maybe, but
hasn't happened yet. We know it's coming, but it hasn't happened yet. You, the Nicole Stan that you are down to the marrow of your bones, is going to want to slap Sloane into next Tuesday, wait for next Tuesday to come around and slap her again the minute Nicole starts shedding those tears.
what was I about to say? Shit.
Do we want to pivot to the Leo and Dimitri of it all?
Oh, I want to defend myself, sorry. But let's be clear, from jump, have I not been standing Sloane?
No, you 100% have been, which is why it's going to be very, very difficult for you. Because I, as much as you stand Sloane, you stand Nicole a hell of a lot longer. You have.
I'm conflicted. I'm really conflicted about the choices of it all.
Yeah.
Especially, how am I going to navigate this story after all the things I said about the first baby switch? So,
Yeah.
until I figure this out, I am in litigation.
Well, we already figured it out, remember? We decided that Sloane was worse because at least when Nicole switched, Nicole, Sammy had a baby at the end of
Yeah,
it.
at least she left a baby for Sammy. It's like one of those books at the library, you know, take one, leave one. Sloane didn't do that. So yeah, okay, we'll go with that.
Do we want to discuss the Leo and Dimitri of it all? Because we kind of have to, because
Do we?
well, I mean, we have the accident that happened on Friday happened because Leo and Dimitri were running like mad.
I'm gonna be real frank and honest. I was just gonna charge that up to Nicole, hit a patch of ice, because I don't give a fuck about this.
No, but you can't do that because Leo and Dimitri then realized they caused
The
the
stork
accident.
took the baby. I don't care.
It's now it's Leo and Dimitri. They're
I'm ready for them to go. I'm so ready. I'm so ready for them to go.
I think Dimitri is going. Greg, I think, is still there. So I think Leo is still here.
Are you sure? Because Friday, what was that Friday? Thursday, they was acting like it was his last hurrah in Salem.
Yeah, but I know for a fact that Leo's there on New Year's Eve. So, yeah. Because and remember, we still have to see Leo blackmailing Sloane because he knows what Sloane did with the baby. So the Day of Days promo kind of showed us where certain things are going to go, but it is absolutely oh, it annoyed the crap out of me that Jada was the one. Why couldn't Harris have found them?
Here's the thing. I know you say that, and I know why you say that, but I don't believe that Harris would have been able to find him his first 2 weeks on the job.
Harris almost did find them.
With that being said, I'm just gonna say this. Very, very nasty work. Continuously having the gay man attack women. Nasty work. I know what you're implying. I see through it. Very nasty, especially considering the head writer is a gay man.
It's all it. There are so many gross aspects to this that if you really sit down and think about it too long, it just end
Hell,
up.
it's the reason Dylan and Nick jumped ship. It's nasty.
You can't blame them, honestly.
You can't. This reason why they're still on the GH pod. I can't fire them for it. They have grounds to not watch this shit. The only reason I'm still here is because I have history and ties. But even still, I watch this shit kicking and screaming. I literally refer to watching Days as doing my bid. And Tony's laughing because she knows it's true.
Yeah, exactly. Well, do we want to segue into in other news? Because we kind of covered the Leo of it all while we discussed the baby stuff, and I don't know if I have anything else to say on the matter. So, shall we go into another news?
Sure.
John and Marlena celebrate their anniversary. Alex offers Teresa a job running Bella Magazine. Steve is suspicious of Constantine. Belle's final episode airs and she does not get an exit. Xander and Sarah's custody battle keeps causing tension between them.
Can we just go down the list? There's only two of us.
Yeah, where do you want to start?
Just go down the list. We're good.
All right, I'll start it off with John and Marlena celebrating their anniversary. Which is now coinciding with the show's anniversary. I thought it was really cute. I love the family tree. We knew the family tree was coming thanks to a set spoiler pick but to actually see it in all of its glory with all of the kids and grandkids and great grandkids named on the tree just made my heart happy.
So at this point now, I'm knowing that they're probably going to use John and Marlena's anniversary for every fucking show anniversary
Yes.
we ever have. I get it, but also very cheap. Low-hanging fruit, if I'm being honest. Is there not some sort of family gathering, some kind of show gathering you could make for the anniversary special? You know what I mean? I watched that anniversary special and did not feel like it was an anniversary whatsoever. It was a regular, regular episode.
And I wonder if it's because it's such a weird, like, it's not like a 50th or a 55 or a 60, it's 58. So because it's like a middle year, they just kind of didn't do anything big for it. They just kind of kept it low key.
No, I'm not buying that. That was just pure laziness. I'm just gonna keep it a buck. It was lazy. Do better next year.
It also annoyed me that Belle was not involved in those scenes, which we'll get to that in a second. Alex offered.
Well, it bothered me that the Hortons were nowhere near the episode.
Yeah. Well, they were. I mean, Sarah was on.
The Hortons were nowhere near this episode. Where was Julie and Doug?
Okay, true.
Because let's be frank, they don't play Aunt Maggie and her children like they're Hortons anymore. Is it right? No, stop that shit, please. But also, those are the cards they're giving us, so we're gonna have to deal with them. There was no Hortons on the show's anniversary.
There's barely any Hortons on the show itself.
That's a problem. Huge problem. Like I said, this anniversary did not feel like any type of anniversary. Very lackluster. Do better next year, because again, the show is old and we're on a streaming service now. We're not guaranteed many more anniversaries.
Well, that's not a happy thought.
Well, I'm just being real.
No, I know.
It's not a happy thought, but it's honesty. Let's be real clear. All four shows, every renewal is a what's a good analogy for that?
Breathing a sigh of relief.
Well, that, but also borrowed time. It's borrowed time because it's no guarantee that they're going to renew us. It's not like the ratings are going up and up and up for any of the shows. They're either stagnant or going down. So again, we're on borrowed time. Every anniversary we celebrate should be big as fuck.
I'm also, it's, I'm gonna be, it's also a little weird too, knowing that like at the start of the year, the Hortons weren't even involved in the anniversary episode, and then like we're gonna start off 2024 by burning their house. It's just weird.
Well, look, you know how I feel about them burning that house down.
No, but I mean, it's just, it's weird. Regardless of how you feel about the actual story itself and what they do, it's still weird. But do you care about Alex offering Teresa a job running Bella Magazine?
Yes and no. Mainly because it isn't Teresa's wheelhouse. I would be very interested in seeing what she does with it. But also, it's very much like they're not gonna show the shit. So why exactly is this a thing?
Yeah.
Like, why is this a thing? Because you're not going to show the magazine. You're not going to bring back the face of the 20s, the
Bella.
new.
It was
Well,
just the face of Bella when they redid it in 2018.
okay. Because I went back to Carrie, face of the 90s. But if they're not going to show it, because they don't even show any business things at all. So if you're not going to show it, why the fuck are we talking about it? Simple as that.
And I, how did you feel about the dream fake out that she had?
You know, I'm an advocate for fake outs, quiet as kept. This was not one of those times.
No.
Because at the end of the day, this story needs to be wrapped.
The story just started.
It though?
Yeah.
Because let me tell you why it needs to wrap for me. Contrary to your beliefs, I knew from the jump Teresa pulled some switcheroos. So from the jump to me, I knew this was happening. Let's move this along.
It's literally only been a month, not even.
Let's move this along. That's not going to change my opinion nor answer.
Right, well.
This has been going on a little too long for me, especially because I saw it from a mile away.
Steve is suspicious of Constantine. The only thing that has me remotely like curious about this is I'm wondering if this is going to tie into whatever's coming up with the pond.
Okay, he's right. He's very right. But I need Steve to find a hobby, or I'm ready for Steve's home going. Steve has been in everybody's business but his own.
I think he's involved because this is going to eventually tie into his business, is what I am saying. Steve was very much a part of that pawn storyline in the 80s that we know we are revisiting. So I think Steve and Kayla's insertion into this is going to tie into that.
They need to hurry up and speed that up because now it just looks like he's minding everybody's business for his health. And find something safe to do, Steve.
The
That's how
closer,
I'm feeling about it.
I have a feeling that the closer we get to Christmas, which is like the end of, like it's kind of when the Pawn story really kicked off in the 80s, that's kind of going to be the point in which we really get to maybe the resolution of this, or like it gets, we get more clarity on it. Because like the minute Steve and Kayla showed up, and Steve's spidey senses started going off, I'm like, okay, this is tying to the pawn because otherwise, why are they here? And Belle's final episode airs and she does not get an exit. This pissed me the entire fuck off. I was.
We knew this was going to happen, so you worked yourself up for just working yourself up. We knew she wasn't going to get an answer. She told us.
Well, no, I knew she wasn't going to get an exit, but I didn't realize that in her final episode, she wasn't going to get to see a single member of her family and that her last scenes would be with EJ fucking Damara. And they weren't
But
even talking.
I enjoy the interactions between Belle and EJ, but that's just some personal thing.
And listen, if they were actually discussing their personal interactions and the history that they have as characters, I would have been okay with it. The fact that she was literally just there acting as Gabby's lawyer, and that's what they did with her final scenes, annoyed the fuck out of me.
I don't know, maybe because I managed my expectations and I knew it wasn't a real like exit. I knew she was going to be with family because if they do the whole family thing, it would point out that it's an exit. And she made it very clear that it is very much going to be she's here one day and then not on screen the next for however long. So I don't know. Maybe you had your expectations high. Mine was very much on the ground.
No, I didn't even have high expectations. I didn't expect them to go lower than the expectations that I had. My bar was already in hell. They went to the Earth's crust.
I didn't too much have a problem with the scenes. I knew it was her last episode, so I was enjoying it for what they were.
And then I will say the one thing out of this that I really did like, Xander and Sarah's custody battle keeps causing tension
Ooh,
between them. I
again, Sarah Horton is getting my Woman Character of the Year award. I'm just,
We're still
it.
workshopping the name.
Yeah, we gonna have to figure something out because December is coming. but she's gonna win my Woman of the Year award because every time Sarah is on my screen, I'm tuned the fuck in. Every single time. Honestly, truly, you would think that the baby switch story is giving. This is the story that's giving. This is the story everyone needs to tune into because it's getting good. When Aunt Maggie confronted Xander last week,
Ooh, that was
flames,
good.
flames. She walked in like a bat out of hell, flames. It was so good. And then the confrontation, first off, whoever is cutting,
Lindsay Godfrey's hair.
yes, whoever is cutting Lizzie Godfrey's hair deserves a Nobel Peace Prize. That is one hell of a pixie cut. Oh my God, it's eating. It's eating, it's eating. But the point I'm trying to make is this story is pure flames. Y'all need to get into this story.
This story is pure flames because it's literally all because it's playing on the beats of their history, playing on the beats of their chemistry. There's absolutely nothing offensive in the story at all.
Fair, yeah, I could say that. I had to
I
think.
know. I had to quickly think too, but like there's nothing really super offensive in this story. And it's classic give and take angst. And Paul and Lindsay have the chemistry to make this work because just when they are softening and getting to a good-ish place, something happens to send them 2 steps back. And
Very much the bow and hope of this generation, but not the bow and hope of this generation.
it's working, and I'm very curious to see where it goes. I do wonder if we're actually going to get a full-on custody trial or if they're going to sit down and have a conversation.
I think they're going to get back together before the custody trial happens.
Yeah, I think so too.
Even though, quite frankly, this is one of those times where they need to break out the big courtroom set and throw some money at some people and actually make this a real fucking trial.
That would be so good.
With family and townspeople in the room, and it lasts a few weeks, very much like Chrishell Strauss' custody trial on All My Children.
AKA Amanda Dillon, for those who don't get the reference.
Well, I'm sorry that that's the only Amanda Dillon I know.
But yeah, it's so good. And honestly, I didn't expect it to be because when Susan was brought back from the dead, we all knew it was basically a way to absolve Xander of what he did so that Xander and Sarah could get back together. Or at least that's what it seemed at the time when it was happening. But It's not doing that. Because, yeah, Susan's alive and Xander didn't kill her, but the damage that was done when she thought he did can't be undone just because he's not a killer.
Yeah,
And
they're gonna have to have some long, hard talks.
I'm here for it. I'm here for every second of it, and I did not think I would be.
And then, now knowing that Xander finna get his money, Sarah's finna be a rich mother. We finna cook with grease now. We don't have to watch po' folks struggle stories with them.
I mean, we do still have to watch poor because the show is poor, but
Well, that's not what I meant. But you know, when they were married, very much their story was struggling being poor.
yeah, and now he's gonna come into money just for being born. He doesn't actually have to break the law to get this money, which
Oh,
is
he's
gonna.
gonna ice her out with all the jewels and furs. I'm ready. Yo, mark my words, in 5 years, Sarah gonna be walking around in a full length fur and that pixie cut, giving us very much Vicky Buchanan, and I'm ready for it. I'm ready.
I'm ready for it. I just hope that we have somebody in the wardrobe department who can pick decent things. That's all I'm gonna say.
Well, they can't pick a decent baby bump because, Lord, Nicole baby bump be going all around the damn world.
Yeah. And that she got huge this time because she's literally about to give birth. You know how they do.
Well, no, it's a simple fact that her stomach is leaning.
Yeah.
Like it
Because
is
honestly,
fuller on one side.
this is the first, like, well, no, this isn't the first time that she's had to play pregnant a couple times, but like, because like, it's been a minute for her, and it's very clear that they don't know what they're doing, and the last few years they really haven't. I wish they would go back to the days of you don't look pregnant until you're about to give birth,
Yeah,
a la
I'm at
Marlena
that
in the
point now
90s.
because these baby bumps are bad. And it's not just a days thing either. It's a soap wide thing. Because I'll never forget when Sasha came back from maternity leave and she was still supposed to be pregnant and she had a minivan in her stomach.
Shall we move into our segments?
Let's.
Do
Wait,
you
wait, wait. We
have.
forgot one. We forgot one.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did. So Ava
Oh.
is now selling reefer. Is it reefer or is it
No,
coke?
it's gonna end up being coke because Holly's gonna
Or is it
hardcore be on.
horse?
I think it's gonna end up being coke. Yeah, I don't think it's ketamine. That is what you
Horse
meant
is
when.
ketamine. But okay. Okay, so after this pod, I'm going to run down all the drug nicknames so you can be informed.
Please
Just in
do
case somebody,
because
yeah, because if somebody try to offer you horse and you take it thinking it's a pony, I'm gonna have to whoop your ass, Tony. But the point I'm trying to make, okay, so clearly they heard our cry when we said if you're gonna have Ava cook and have her working in a restaurant. Boom, they did that.
we did not mean cook meth, though.
Yeah, we didn't mean sell bricks. We She cooking all right. She got to be booty butt naked to cook it, but she's cooking. Tony, I'll explain that later because I know you're confused.
Yeah, this is definitely something that's going over my head, so I'm gonna let you cook.
Clearly, she is too. But yeah, this isn't what we was talking about because now she going from Statesville back to, well, not Statesville. She going from Shady Pines back to Statesville.
Well, she's still currently filming, so she ain't in jail yet.
Is she gonna get caught? I don't know what it is, but in Salem, you sling the drugs. You don't have to worry about Big Sonny killing you like in GH. You sling the drugs, you go to jail in
Well,
Salem.
hopefully, what I'm hoping ends up happening, and this is just me manifesting something that I've wanted for a damn decade now, so I'm gonna keep this manifestation going. If she gets found out, she's gonna end up turning state's evidence against Clyde, and Clyde goes deeper into jail or ends up dead, and we never have to hear from the hillbilly from Bumblefuck ever again.
That works. I
Because
can. I can live with that.
Because this whole thing is just like ridiculous to me, because Clyde is the one, because I don't know if you caught this, because this might have happened in one of the weeks that you skipped or you just didn't retain this, but Clyde is the one who sent Susan to Edmund.
Oh, I saw that part, but why and how he knew about Edmund and all this other stuff.
I think he knew about Edmund just from doing a quick Google search on Susan, just the way we saw Harris when they found her.
Yeah, but you just got her number, his number, and hey, you did. How did you know that all of this was occurring?
They make it
They
very,
didn't. Yeah.
they didn't. No, but
You grasping at straws.
they have this thing where they have Clyde be this all-knowing, all-powerful, omnipotent thing, and it's never been believable, but they keep leaning back on it, which is exactly what they're doing here. But
They need to have someone in dialogue and say, "Well, how did you know that Susan was in the car and all this old great and powerful wizard?"
I think Ava said something, and he said he had people who told him. And so he wanted to use Susan as leverage to get EJ to
He had
be.
people to t wait a minute. He had people to let him know this is bullshit.
Yeah, this is 100% bullshit. And then he kept Susan there for a year because it took a year to get funding for his drug business. And he was just about to contact EJ to use Susan to leverage EJ into doing what Ava's doing now. And then Ava and Harris rescued Susan, so now he's making Ava do it. And
This is
threatening
bullshit.
Trip in order to make her comply.
This isn't good.
No, it is not. It is absolutely fucking terrible. Absolutely fucking terrible. But now we can head into our segments now that we have dissected everything. Do you have a read for us this week? I feel like we
Yeah,
kind of.
whoever thought that Clyde shit was smart. That
I am
wasn't good.
hoping against hope that the show's obsession with Clyde Weston left when we lost Albert Alar, and that who like that Janet Spellman Drucker, when she takes over, like corrects that mistake. Because if it's Ken Corday that has a thing for that man, because I can't even blame Ron for it, because unfortunately Clyde's the show's fascination with Clyde has
Well,
gone all the
let's be
way back to
clear.
his inception in
Clyde is
2014.
played by an amazing actor,
Oh
so
yes,
I can.
this is absolutely not nothing against James Reed.
Well,
James Reed is
no. What
amazing.
I'm saying is, Clyde is played by an amazing actor, so they have more leeway to bring him back. James Reed is one of the ones you should have pulled an Everett with.
I would have been 100% okay with that, because I
I
never need
wouldn't
to
have
see
said
Clyde West.
nothing. I wouldn't have said nothing. I would have sat here and ate my food.
I never need to see Clyde Weston ever again. I never needed to see Clyde Weston, period.
But after he killed Abigail, kick rocks in hell, you slew-footed bitch.
Listen, he lost me all the way back in 2014 when he bugged Stefano's house.
Damn, you held on to their grudge for a minute.
Oh,
Stefano
yeah. Oh,
was
yeah.
still alive, Tony.
Stefano was still standing. Like,
Yeah, he was Victor. Victor was too.
that was the thing. Clyde was supposed to get one over on Stefano and on Victor. And I didn't even have as full a history then as I do now. And I call bullshit on it then, and I will call bullshit on it now. I will call bullshit on it until Clyde Weston dies.
Random, but I like that the last moment we saw of Victor standing was him mustering up the strength to choke the shit out of Ben Weston.
No, the last moment we saw of him standing was him coming into that courtroom to testify against Nicole at Allie and at the custody hearing over
It
Henry.
sure was. Sure was. But the I think I just Vaguely. That's the only good Ben Weston memory I have is when, well, two, when Victor was loading up the pistol to shoot the shit out of him, and when Victor stood up and choked the shit out of him. Good times, good times. Let's move on to those segments now.
All right, so do you have a read for us this week?
Whoever thought this Clyde shit was smart? Was it you, Ron? Oh, well, I guess repeat offender week. This shit ain't good, y'all.
No,
This shit
it
ain't
is
good.
not.
And then all the extra dialogue you have to put into this story to make it, oh, well, I can run a five-star restaurant. But let's be clear, that's not a five-star restaurant. Let's be really frank and honest. But yeah, I'm not liking that story one bit. And honestly, truly, it's really only doing nothing but trying to service some angst for Harris and Ava, when quite honestly, her mental health could just be the angst and that be the end of
Exactly. All
it.
right.
But that's my read of the week.
Are you praising or shading this week?
I'm going to praise. I'm going to praise the interactions between Dan F. and Martha Madison, aka Belle and EJ. I enjoyed, first off, can I just say, I enjoy, I'm taking back my praise. My praise is EJ as the DA. I enjoyed the hell out of that. The interactions with Belle, the interactions before Gabby got carted away to prison.
When he,
Wow, chef's kiss. It was
when,
hilarious.
when he, what did he say to her? Good luck in prison with that little smirk on his face right before she left.
Yes. And then Stefan throwing shit around the police office, and it was a lot, but I enjoyed him as the DA. Keep this. Don't ever put him back at the mayor. Just have him be rich DA, and I'm good with that.
All right, and my praise is going to be for Victoria Grace. For as much shit as we gave the Lee Shin story and his death, she did
For as much shit as we
amazing.
gave Wendy and Tripp,
That too,
yeah, we have to walk that back.
she did an amazing job this week. She was given a hell of a task, and she made it work. And listen, I
They need to
was
do their best to keep her in this genre because she very much spun shit into sugar.
she did and I am curious to see where they take Wendy from here. I want this to
Away
be
from Trip, preferably.
a I want this to be a character defining moment for her. I don't really give a crap who she screws, who she doesn't. But this moment needs to be something that changes her character going forward, much like Sammy seeing John and Marlena on the conference room table altered the trajectory of her character for the
Yes,
rest of her existence.
but they need to get her away from Trip. I'm just gonna be honest. At this point, I'm just gonna call it. Trip is Salem's nursing home. Trip is where you go when your characters are getting ready to die.
That is not where I thought you were going with that. Oh my God.
Is that the title?
Knocking on Salem's nursing home.
We could just go with Salem's nursing home. But yes, he's Salem's nursing home. If you know your character finna be in a ship with him, just know your character's finna go over to die. They on their last leg. The oxygen tank is being shipped through Amazon as we speak. Can you get that through Amazon?
I don't know.
Let's wrap this up so I can look into that.
Do you have any final thoughts?
No. Looking forward to next week. That promo was flames. It threw me back to the 90s.
Yeah,
Keep up. Keep it
that was
up.
honestly the best promo in the entire Peacock era.
The PR firm said, okay, we finna step this bitch up a few notches.
Yeah, because like Because the Peacock promos have been hit or miss, honestly, because their promo format has changed once the move happened, because they got longer. They went from 15 seconds to 30. But this is honestly way better than any promo that they have given us. This
Since
may
the
even be
Obama administration, let's be honest.
fuck since the Clinton administration.
Yeah, let's be real with that. Yeah, it's been a minute since they've had a really good, juicy promo. And that was that. I also have a question about spoilers
Go ahead.
before we wrap. So, since Soap Opera Digest, rest in peace, isn't going to be giving us weekly, issues anymore, where the hell are we going to get our spoilers from?
They're still releasing spoilers on their website. Plus, Day's spoilers get released to other outlets. Like, Daytime Royalty releases a bunch of spoilers. Soap She Knows releases a bunch of spoilers. Like, Day's PR releases
I
spoilers
almost
to
said
their.
something that got us, could have gotten us sued, so I'm gonna bite my tongue.
Yeah, so we definitely won't be at a loss for Day's spoilers, because they do come from other sources. So they're definitely there. You just got to know where to look to find them. But I'm pretty sure that spoilers are going to be part of their online features, because I know their late breaking news articles, the articles that they always put at the beginning of the magazine, those have now become features on their website. And I think weekly spoilers have too. I just haven't really looked to see, but I'm pretty sure that's what I saw.
That paywall gonna be a motherfucker. But okay, that was the only question I have.
All right. Well, in that case, we'll see y'all next week. Bye, everybody.
Bye. And remember, it's all BS.